Listening Library presents Silverfin by Charlie Higson. Read for you by Nathaniel Parker. Blood in the water. The boy crept up to the fence and looked around. There was the familiar sign. Keep out. Private property. Trespassers will be shot. And hanging next to it, just to make sure that the message was clearly understood, were the bodies of several dead animals, strung up like criminals, wire twisted round their broken necks. He knew them so well, they were almost like old friends. There were rabbits with their eyes pecked out, tattered black crows with broken wings, a couple of foxes, a few rats, even a wildcat and a pine marten. In all the days he'd been coming here, the boy had watched them slowly rotting away, until some of them were little more than flaps of dirty leather and yellow bones. But there were a couple of fresh ones since yesterday, a squirrel and another fox, which meant that someone had been back. In his thick brown poacher's jacket and heavy green cotton trousers, the boy was fairly well camouflaged, but he knew that he had to be on his guard. The signs and the 15-foot-high fence entwined with rusted barbed wire were enough to keep most people away, but there were the men as well. The estate workers. A couple of times he'd spotted a pair of them walking the perimeter, shotguns cradled in their elbows, and although it was a few days since he'd seen anyone up here, he knew that they were never far away. At the moment, however, apart from the sad corpses of the animals, he was alone.